painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we talk to some of the cast from the Winona State University Theater and Dance Department's presentation of Frogs. Frogs is a Greek comedy reimagined to reflect the scarcity of decent politicians in our current political landscape. Performances of the play will be Wednesday, April 10th through Saturday, April 13th at the Performing Arts Center on the Winona State University campus. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and here's KQAL's Willard Hike with the cast from Frogs on today's Artbeat.
Okay, I'm here with some cast members of the Frogs. Do you guys want to go around and just quickly introduce yourselves and your roles in the production?
My name is Samantha Rosendale, and I play Plathane, and I'm also in the ensemble.
My name is Araby. I play Abraham Lincoln, and I also am in the ensemble.
My name is Jess. I am in the ensemble. I play Hercules and the Servant.
Awesome. How about this? So can you just briefly describe the play and what makes this adaptation particularly unique?
So The Frogs originally is a Greek play, and we modified it to make it a political farce. So I think when people come to see it, just come with an open mind. And it's, I think Jess had a good description of like what exactly we modified it to.
I mean, basically the way that this show is so special is because we've modified it to this day and age. And especially with politics, like things are changing every single day. So throughout this process, he would say, oh, something else came on the news. Like, we have to change this and add this and change this. So, I mean, yeah, it is about politics. So definitely keep an open mind, but it's really funny. You just got to play along.
Exactly. Yeah. Let yourself laugh. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you guys worried that there might be any hecklers or anyone that takes it, that doesn't come with an open mind and takes it too seriously?
I feel like that's always like a possibility in any show. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, if like people come with an open mind and they're like not afraid to just laugh at like their own views or anything,
because right.
We do have funny jokes in it, and I think anybody could find them amusing.
Right. And I think too, if we had anyone that was not too happy, I mean, at this point it is a college show. Yeah. So you can't expect everything to be exactly how you want it.
Exactly.
But I mean, if you don't like it, sit, enjoy what you can, and yeah, then go home and talk to your family.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't know, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It works.
That's cool. So it's kind of tailored, regardless of your views, there's something for everyone to kind of laugh at. And
exactly. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. So I just want to make sure, so it's there's a hero that's going to Hades, correct, to look for a president with morality, or a leader with morality, in lieu of...
Yeah, so the main character, Dionysus, is going down to Hades to find a better politician than Trump, essentially. So he's fighting in between these two politicians to see which one he wants to bring up from Hades to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific, and if the answer entails spoilers, you can just tell me to shut up. is there a specific president that Dionysus is looking to bring back from Hades?
What we can give you right at the beginning is he really likes Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny. So for each of you respectively, what's the favorite thing? What's your favorite thing about the character you play? You can take some time on that too.
Well, mine, like, it's a very general character, and they own, like, their own market, I guess you could say. And so for mine, it's very easy to just modify it and make it into something totally different. And so now mine is now a southern dinosaur. Sounds weird, and it is kind of weird, but that's the fun of it. It's fun, and, like, that's the good thing about all of these characters is that you can kind of make them unique and you can make them all so different.
The dinosaur thing sounded kind of crazy, but this is supposed to be kind of like a cartoon. We should have mentioned that. Yeah. It's kind of cartoonish.
Yeah. Yeah. Not realistic at all.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't come in with like a very realistic expectation.
Yes.
Sure, sure. Araby, how about you? What's your favorite thing about the character that you play?
Well, having multiple characters, I feel like for each character, there's a different thing that I prefer. For my Lincoln character, I like having getting the opportunities to... there was a lot of quotes that Lincoln said, and I like never knew that he said. And I feel like getting to embody that character is a lot of fun, and working alongside with the guy who plays Richard Nixon, that's also a lot of fun to get to see that come to life. And for the ensemble character that I am, one of them is a congresswoman, and I feel like that's... In the dance, some of that is very entertaining to do. So I don't want to give too much away. So.
For sure. Yes. For sure.
With the characters that I play, so Hercules is super, super fun to play because it's basically the opposite of me. He's super confident and strong and just crazy, kind of like a Johnny Bravo kind of thing.
right.
That's super fun. And then the servant is also... completely different. So I got the awesome opportunity to kind of work with both sides of the spectrum. So she is a Jessica Rabbit kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun to experiment and grow with acting and yeah.
Absolutely. How long have you guys been working on this?
Auditions were before winter break. Mm-hmm. And then I think we had like a week coming back. Like mid-January is when we started, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just been going weekly. It's Sunday through Friday rehearsals. So we're just doing that weekly with spring break off, of course.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Again, this one's prone to spoilers. So no worries if you're unable to answer. Do you guys have any particularly favorite moment in the play's plot? I know it's a very broad, there's a broad range of answers there.
Well, for me, there is one part where we can't say too much, but there's one part where we sing a song and do a dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
There's a lot of dancing.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Come with that expectation.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. Other moments too. I don't know. It's just...
there's a lot of just funny jokes.
Really crazy, like, again, cartoon, just crazy stuff that's really funny.
Yes. And like putting in like Panda Express and
Chuck E. Cheese. $5
foot long. Yeah, like it's all over the place, but it's
right.
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Panda Express is in there?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I'm
keep
coming.
Your ears peeled.
That's great. That's great. So a little bit of a deeper question here. Other than being amused and entertained, what would you hope someone attending this production would take away from it?
I guess being able to let your views go and just kind of like come together with everybody else and just enjoy a show and how it's put together and not concentrate on exactly like what you're thinking in each moment, mm-hmm. but just letting yourself go.
Yeah, I definitely think something that people should take away, just like in general about theater, like seeing the process and then getting to see this thing that, you know, a group of people have worked so hard on and for so long. It's just an appreciation. And especially with a show that we've gotten to adapt so much, I don't know, it's just opening your mind to the craziness of live theater.
Right.
Yes.
Right, right, right. Is there something about the current political climate that makes this story particularly important to tell?
I think there's just so many things going on, and it's good to just kind of laugh at them and be like, oh, this is going to be fine.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, there's just so much stuff going on, and that's why we've had to modify it every now and then because... suddenly somebody else is gone that we had in the script and we're like, all right, well, who's next?
That's interesting that it was adapted like in real time to ongoing political events and whatnot. Why do you think The Frogs in particular was chosen? Is there something about that plot that makes it an especially suitable format for this kind of commentary?
I think it's just easy to manipulate.
Yeah.
And, like, since it was written so long ago, like, you can find different modern translations of it that you can just change to become, like, very modern. So it's cool how, like, there's a bunch of references to Greek things, like ancient Greek. But then there's also all this modern stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot easier to manipulate, too, because the original story is about Dionysus going to Hades to get a poet, a better poet.
Yeah.
So we just changed it to better politician and then took all these stupid little jokes and just flopped them in there and it turned into something.
Yeah.
Lots of trial and error, that's for sure.
Yeah, there was.
For sure. So how about one last question for you here? So give me the deets. When is the show? Where is it being shown?
The show opens tomorrow, Wednesday, April 10th, and it will run through Saturday, April 13th, and it begins at 7:30. Tickets for Winona people, if you have your ID, is $6. For the general public, it's $12. It will be located in the main theater in the Performing Arts Center. So, yeah.
And then you can get online tickets at wsuartstickets.com.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Samantha, Araby, Jess of the Frogs, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks again to Samantha, Araby, and Jess for joining us today on ArtBeat. Frogs will be showing tomorrow, Wednesday, April 10th through Saturday, April 13th at the Performing Arts Center on the Winona State University campus. For ticket information, go to wsuartstickets.com. To stream today's show or any other episode of ArtBeat, go to kqal.org and look for Program Archives under the Media tab. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to KQAL's Willard Hike with the cast from Frogs on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.